Chapter 9, Section 5. Wilson's New Freedom. Before you read. In the last section, you read about the problems Taft faced as president. In this section, you will learn how Woodrow Wilson managed to get some parts of his progressive platform passed, but had to give up others. Wilson wins financial reforms. What reforms did Wilson support? Woodrow Wilson grew up in a religious family in the South. He began his career as a lawyer and then became a college professor, university president, and finally, state governor. As governor of New Jersey, he worked for many progressive causes. When he was elected president, he pushed for a reform program called the New Freedom. Under Wilson, Congress passed two antitrust measures. The first was the Clayton Antitrust Act of 1914. This law had several important effects. The law, 1, made it more difficult for monopolies to form. 2, said that the people who ran a company could be held personally responsible if the company violated the law. And 3, ruled that labor unions and farm organizations were not themselves to be considered trusts. This made strikes, peaceful picketing, and boycotts legal. The second antitrust measure was the Federal Trade Act of 1914, which set up the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. This agency had the power to investigate businesses for the government. The FTC became very active during Wilson's administration. It issued nearly 400 orders telling companies to stop breaking the law. Wilson also worked to lower tariffs. He believed that high tariffs encouraged monopolies. By raising the cost of imported goods, they cut competition against American goods. He supported the Underwood Tariff of 1913, which lowered tariffs for the first time since the Civil War. With less money coming in from tariffs, however, the government needed another source of money. It turned to an income tax. This tax on people's earnings was created by the 16th Amendment to the Constitution, which was ratified by the states in 1913. The tax gave to the federal government a small percentage of all workers' income and business profits. After reforming tariffs, Wilson turned his attention to the banking system. It was difficult for people far from banking centers to obtain credit. The new Federal Reserve System solved this problem by dividing the country into 12 districts, each with a Federal Reserve Bank. This system controlled the money supply and made credit more easily available. Setting up the Federal Reserve was one of Wilson's most important reforms. Question 1. What were three areas that Wilson reformed? Women win suffrage. How did women get the vote? At the same time Wilson was pushing for reforms, women continued to push for voting rights. By 1912, only 5 states had given suffrage to women. But several things were happening that gave the suffrage movement hope. Local suffrage organizations used door-to-door campaigns to win support. College-educated women joined in reaching out to working-class women. Women who had visited Europe adopted the bolder tactics of British suffragists, such as heckling government officials. Carrie Chapman Catt succeeded Susan B. Anthony as president of NAWSA. Catt believed in continuing the cautious tactics of the past. Lucy Burns and Alice Paul formed the National Woman's Party and adopted more radical tactics, such as around-the-clock picketing of the White House. Some of the picketers went to jail and even started a hunger strike. But it took World War I to bring women the vote. A great number of women became active in supporting the war effort. Women ran committees, rolled bandages, and sold liberty bonds in order to raise funds for the war. Once they were active in public life, women felt more strongly than ever that they should have the right to vote. At last, in 1919, Congress passed the 19th Amendment. This amendment, giving women the right to vote, was ratified by the states the next year. Question 2. How did World War I help women get the right to vote? The limits of progressivism. Did Wilson support civil rights? Like Roosevelt and Taft, Wilson backed away from civil rights. During the 1912 campaign, he won the support of the NAACP by promising to treat blacks equally. He also promised to speak out against lynching, that is, mob killings of blacks. However, once he was president, Wilson opposed federal laws against lynching. This was because he felt that states, rather than the federal government, had the right to make such laws. Another blow for those who wanted integration of blacks and whites was Wilson's appointment of his cabinet. Wilson chose cabinet members who extended segregation, or separate facilities for blacks and whites. Wilson's angry meeting with an African-American delegation led by a Boston newspaper editor brought African-Americans' feeling of betrayal to a head. Even before the U.S. entered World War I, the war became a factor in dimming the reform spirit as legislators had less interest in reform. Question 3. Why did African-Americans feel betrayed by President Wilson?